Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared of myself!
Faith Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of Horror Nights Traumatica 2019 here at Europa Park Resort in Germany. It's myself, Mikey, along with my good lady wife, Hannah.
Hello!
Hello, you okay? Oh, we got rotters coming.
I'm okay, there's scary people everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere. All right, so we have arrived at Traumatica. If you don't know what Traumatica is, where are you? What are you doing with your life? It is not complete.
It's the best thing ever.
So basically, we've been coming to Horror Nights here at Europa Park since 2013. 2017, they changed it up and made it into this massive story saga. If you want to learn more about it, head back to a couple of episodes ago where myself and Dennis van Brooklyn from Scarepod in the Netherlands did a whole sort of feature-length episode on it. We have just arrived, and first of all, a huge thank you to the Traumatica team for looking out for us. They've given us some VIP Shockster passes, along
which we totally weren't expecting.
We really weren't expecting that.
It was so out of the blue. I'm so chuffed. Like, I can't even put it into words. But we got to go into a special area to watch the opening show, which I think was absolutely awesome.
And people are getting
hey! And then we've got Unlimited Shockster, which means we get to get an actual, like, full evening of non-stop attractions.
Absolutely. We do also have a Face It Alone experience, but we'll talk all about that a little bit later. Obviously, we're still here to give our honest, in-depth review of each and every...
As we always do.
Of course, of each and every maze. We have just seen the opening show with Myra Moon, which was really cool. It was shorter this year than usual, which I think is good because people want to see what's happening.
Yeah.
But they also want to get into the maze.
But she got you down on your knees.
Myra Moon got me down on my knees. My future wife. I mean, just Myra Moon.
Hi.
Anyway, so...
Second wife.
So, yeah, they have an awesome little opening show that sort of explains the idea of the five factions and how it's changed over the years. Like I say, more information on our previous episodes. And then we come in, we have got five mazes, three scare zones, two shows, a vampire club, and a Face It Alone experience.
This year, we also have the awesomeness that is our fellow Scare Track host, Miss Kate Monroe, doing the makeup for the actors here. She's here the whole run. So she's here for about 2 months doing the makeup for the actors.
Oh!
it just burped in my ear. Oh my God.
And Hannah's gone. The rotter's got him. So yeah, we're going to go into our first maze.
A lot of people know who we are because of Kate.
So we're going to go into our first maze now, which is Resistance. This year, the theme is Invasion. The Rotters, basically the zombies, are here. He's right here. Oh, he's disgusting. He has arrived, and we're about to go in. So let's go into Resistance Operation Invasion. Right then, so we have just come out of Resistance Operation Invasion. They're getting invaded by the Rotters, and I'd say that is probably one of the best runs I've ever had through Resistance.
That is the best version of Resistance.
I think so.
It was amazing.
What I like about Traumatica is that the story is constantly changing, it's evolving, and the first year it was solely these five factions here for dominance. What we didn't realise until year two is that Traumatica is a world within a post-apocalyptic world, and outside those doors, outside those walls, are rotters, basically the zombies. Zombies that are out just to eat anything and kill anyone. And this year, Resistance, they're right on the edge of this Traumatica world, and the rotters are getting in. They're really getting in. That made some fantastic acting, some really intense scares. What I like is the mixture of lighting, sound, and actor all equals a phenomenal scare. Yeah. And there was multiple points in that maze, I think, that delivered that point.
Definitely. And at the end, the guy was on the bungee. I always love a bungee.
Yes, absolutely. A bungee scare is fantastic. They had a great little scare with the animatronics in there. I've heard a few pros and cons about animatronics being used this year at Traumatica. Last year they used more than I think they never really used them beforehand. Last year they introduced them, we really enjoyed them. This year there seems to be more apparently in there. I think everyone was used well. There was a great one with a rotter coming in from the ceiling.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. The walls, the hands coming in because rotters are trying to get you. I like the fact that Resistance now, basically, they've always fought for dominance within here on Traumatica, whereas now they're fighting for their lives because the rotters are getting in. There's a little video at the beginning. We stayed by to watch that to sort of get the story and the fact that rotters are about. And who doesn't love a good zombie?
That's it. The way to sort of explain it is Resistance is your zombie maze, but it's in a different way that there are people fighting. Oh my god, is there one behind me?
Yeah. Oh. It's okay, he's gone. The resistance got him.
There's people fighting against the rotters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is not what you get in a traditional maze.
No.
You don't get the fight, and it is that you're part of the team that are fighting against them, and that's what makes Traumatica.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really good scare in there, which is a really smart idea. It's a guy on the floor as if he's fighting a rotter, and he has basically a fake mannequin sewn into his body as such to make it look like that this mannequin, this rotter, is on top of him.
It was
crawling.
So effective that you had to point out to me that it was a person, because I thought it was just an animatronic.
Yeah. So that was really, really good. Some great strobes in there in certain sections, two-way mirror so you can't see anything, then all of a sudden there's a rotter that comes to get you. Honestly, that was phenomenal. I genuinely, thoroughly, and I know a lot of people listen to podcasts and think, well, if you're getting free tickets, you're going to say a nice thing. That's not true. Listen to all our previous episodes. We're on 100
and something
now. We don't
do that. It's not what we're about.
Exactly. And that was genuinely the best run I've had from Resistance. Absolutely loved it. Let's go do our next maze.
Woo!
Right then, guys. So the next maze that we are going to do is the pack. So we are going to go in. We'll let you know what it's like when we get out. Okay, so we have just been through the pack Moondust. And this time, the pack makes a substance that Myra Moon needs for her moonshine, so-called Moondust. So it looks like this year, the pack and Myra Moon are working together. And they can literally just drink this and turn into werewolves. That maze had so many changes from last year, didn't it?
Oh my god, it was so amazing. Like, there was some great animatronics, but there was some great actor interaction, and it was just brilliant. Like, I can't even put it into words.
I mean, who's not going to love a biker gang werewolves?
We love it.
Really, really good. Some great scares. There's a guy in the front. He had a glass in his hand, and it looked like he was going to glass you over the head. That was really, like, scary. That was impressive. Because it just... It was scare tactics that are realistic. When you're in a bar, you're scared you might get glassed, and it works really well. There's a couple of werewolf animatronics in there. I think they were well placed. I think they were nice and big, and they worked quite well.
Yes.
Other than that, it wasn't OTT on the animatronics anywhere at all.
No, it wasn't OTT.
Generally, lots of difference, I think, in there. I only recognised three scenes the same as last year. And other than that, there's lots of new stuff. Some nice little videos in there, some good set pieces. Some rooms were completely different. Genuinely really, really good. This year as well, we're noticing a difference in the actual pack on how they look out the front. They don't just look like bikers with fangs anymore. They've got hairy arms. So it's sort of like they're halfway through transforming. Can you see that, Hannah? In their arms, there's just a few here working the queue line.
Yeah.
They've got, like, they're sort of like half morphed into werewolves. There's one out here who's a full werewolf. That's good. It's like they've gone further into their sort of story.
It's almost as if every year we come, that Traumatica has grown,
evolved,
and that time has passed since we've been here. I think that's the best way to explain it, is that time has passed since we've been here last.
Yeah, definitely.
And things have gone
good for some factory. Oh, jeez. Scare me. We were just saying how good the pack was.
He was saying it.
You're a shadow bitch.
I'm a shadow bitch.
Shadow bitch. Ooh. Yeah.
That's mean.
But sorry, the pack were just sort of coming over here. They love me because I'm wearing a pack t-shirt. But they're calling Hannah a shadow bitch because she's wearing a shadows t-shirt. And the pack
it's
hate you.
It's a cool t-shirt.
The pack hate you. He doesn't like you. So yeah, we're going to...
I'm sick of people going, ugh, when they see me.
Shadow.
Can we go to another area?
Yeah, right. So we have got three more mazes to do. We have got the Fallen, we've got Ghouls, and we've got the Shadows. We're going to tell you all about each of those mazes next. Then after that, we've got Scare Zones to go through. We've also got the Myra Moon show. We've got the Portal Ice show as well. So let's keep going.
Woo!
Right then, guys. So we have just come out of the Fallen. That's what it's called this year, the Fallen show. Last year, they were trying to override the Fallen, trying to override the Shadows. Didn't work. This year, they're back to hiding in the woodwork and being the servants to the Shadows. Really, really good maze. Again, lots of changes compared to last year. Now Hannah is taking loads of photos. Oh, God. I'm getting don't like it. He's scary. He's terrifying. Whoa! Right then, we're going to get a beer. While we're getting a beer, we're going to talk more about the Fallen. Again, a more animatronics, but working really well. Some really well-placed ones. The actors in there were great. There's a few scenes in there that were genuinely terrifying. There's a bit where you see a floating body and someone comes from underneath it. Fantastic scare tactics. Some people up high, again, some fantastic scare tactics. Really, really enjoyed the Fallen. So what did you like about the Fallen, Hannah?
Are you recording?
Yep. Listen to that sound. The Fallen, you love it?
Oh my God, the Fallen. I absolutely loved it. It's such an improvement on previous years.
And it's always been good.
And no, it's always been brilliant, but this year it just seems to be more, like there seems to be more story, more elements to it. It's just what it's always been, but more enhanced. And I don't know how to describe it more than that.
Right, guys, we have just come out of the Ghouls house. And now Ghouls has always been the one that seems to get the lowest queue times. Always seems the least intense. Always not a terrible maze. I've thoroughly enjoyed it every time, as you know from the previous episodes. But just thoroughly enjoyed this time. It was so much darker. It's been completely rebuilt. So it's darker, more intense. Well, more subtly intense.
There's so much more smoke this year.
Really smoky. You could barely see. The lighting was phenomenal. Overall, the Ghouls really one of my favourites. It looked so beautiful. The scares became thick and fast. What's been amazing this year, and we've seen it everywhere, we're going to talk about scare zones a bit later as well, and it's the fact that they're tactical scares. People will stare at you, and then all of a sudden, you will be terrified by someone else. Absolutely fantastic. Really loved it. Ghouls, probably one of my favourite mazes this season.
Yeah, so far.
So far. Yeah, we've got one more to do. We've got the Shadows to do. The Ghouls in there, there's so many eggs hanging down. It just looks absolutely stunning. So, I think we're going to go and do the ice show now. We'll do the ice show. Then we'll talk about all our last maze, which is the Shadows. And also, of course, the scare zones. And we've got the Brave It Alone experience as well. So, yeah, let's go and see the ice show. This year, the ice show is called Portal. Are you excited about the ice show?
I'm excited. I love an ice show.
Yeah, definitely here at Europa Park. Right then, so we are now sat in the ice show. What's great about the Face It Alone ticket is that you get a reserved seat, so you don't need to get here mega early to get your seat. Which is great, but there's always room in the ice show, obviously, on the mega busy nights like the Saturdays. Make sure you get in here early. Hannah, I always love the ice show here. It's amazing.
I love it. There's currently some women spinning and it's brilliant.
Yeah, what's different this year is that they've got like a little bit of a pre-show.
Yeah.
The show actually hasn't started for another sort of 6 or 7 minutes and there's a girl going absolutely mentally crazy. Look how fast she's spinning. Well, you guys can't see it, but you know. So it's been a little bit crazy tonight. We've met up with Bill McCoy, who's one of the makeup artists here, well, the lead makeup artist. He's looking after our girl, Kate. It's been great to hang out with him and Marco, a few of the creative team here. But we've done four mazes. We've got one more to do. So we've got shadows to do, but we've done ghouls, resistance, pack, and the fallen. Do you have a favourite so far out of those?
Oh, I don't know, because I want to say the fallen because it scared me the most, but the pack was just beautiful. I don't know, and ghouls was just the best I've ever seen. Ghouls, I can't do it.
The good thing is, we're lucky, we're here on our holidays, we've got two more nights to do, and then after that we can do a really, really know what's our favourite. Yeah. We're only going to be recording here tonight for this first, basically our first reviews of each of the attractions. That's what we like to give to you, our first reviews. But make sure you head over to scaretrack.co.uk or our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. Where you can see just a few, a bit of the raw
snippets.
Footage. Snippets, a few snippets. The raw footage of the three nights. It's hard to fit it all in one night, guys. You really, if you can, want to be doing two nights. If you do want to come for one night, get that Shasta Pass so you can make sure you do all the mazes. But to get everything, the street theatre, we haven't even come onto that yet. We'll mention that when we wrap it up at the end. But there's just so much to do, so much to see. There's rides open as well. Literally, there's so much.
You need more than one day.
You definitely need more than one night. So we are going to watch the ice show now. We're going to go through shadows after that. And then I think we're going to just give our full rundown of the whole event. We're going to be filming over the next 3 days. So like I say, check out the Scare Cam episode from here where you'll be able to see raw footage from the event over the three nights. Whereas this is our full feature-length review episode here of the podcast, which is all on night one. The best way to get our first instant reactions. Hannah, you excited?
I'm so excited.
This is Portal, so I'm very excited to see what's to happen in the ice show. Let's watch Leon Fuller rock it.
Yay!
Right then, guys. So we have just come out of the ice show portal here at Europa Park, Traumatica Horror Nights. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest. It was worth it just to see those acrobatic lads at the end.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal, weren't they?
They were absolutely amazing. Like, I haven't seen acrobatics like that. Especially on ice.
Yeah, so to explain what it was, is basically two guys who were basically doing a sort of the swingy trapeze thing, but not using a swing, using his own arms.
Yeah.
Obviously, we couldn't take any video inside the ice show, unfortunately, but I'm sure people have sneakily done it and put it on YouTube. But we obviously are recording stuff from the three nights we are here at Horror Night, so you'll be able to see all the stuff from outside, but we can't give you the inside stuff. There was some good stuff in there, like the Leon Fuller bits with some good rock music. I did enjoy it. Took a while for that to happen. I think it was a little bit of a slow going.
Yeah,
it feels like to me it was the least Traumatica / Horror Night show. It was more just a little spectacle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There was no theme, there was no story. And
yeah,
I'd say that this is the first year without a story.
Yeah, well, then again, though, remember, it's all in a foreign language. And they did have, like, a Reginald guy who seemed to be in charge of the whole thing.
I'm guessing he
gave some sort of story.
Yeah, I get that. It's just, it's every year, we've been 7 years now, there's been a story that you can pick up whether you speak German or not.
You can kind of get a
theme. That this year, it was just lots of people doing acrobatics. Which was cool because it's nice to see.
And the ice skating was amazing as well.
Exactly.
Like,
the ice skating was amazing. The acrobatics were amazing. I just think it was missing something that linked them all together.
I agree. Even if it's just a little bit of a backstory or something. And like I say, there could have been something there, but it didn't translate to a global market on that one, I think. Don't get me wrong, enjoyable show, amazing talents all around. I just think that it just needed the Traumatica fling, and it didn't quite have it, did it, unfortunately? But still, I mean, that we may only be that in that way inclined because we're mega geeks when it comes to Traumatica. Yeah. We know our stuff. We want to know more of the story. The first year was all about the King of the Shadows and how a broken mirror had something to do with it. And last year was about Fallen. And it, basically, this year, although we know it's an ice show, we know another drink. We know that it's an ice show and it's here to showcase some talents. It's going to be a little bit, not quite obviously as much of a story arc as the rest of the event, but I think it needed more story on this one. I do think that we're only here on the second week. I do think that is something that, they needed a little bit of polishing in there. But still a good show. Still enjoyed it. Lots of fire. Yeah.
Definitely.
And it's, I mean, not being funny, guys, how many horror events do you go to that has a blooming ice show with the world-class talent that was on display there? Not many. But we're having a fantastic night here at Traumatica. We've done the four mazes, so we're going to go and do our last maze, which is Shadow. Now let's go do it. Right, we have just come out of Shadows, and what have we found?
Oh my god!
We found the Forbidden! We found the Forbidden Club that we're going to later, which is a very secret VIP club, which we're very, very thankful for.
I didn't even know what was going on, and then you were like, Hannah, this is the Forbidden. I was like, what?
Yeah, so they've made it part of the maze. Yeah. Longest maze here, I'd say.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, definitely longer. It's got like two levels now. Before you'd go in and go straight downstairs. Now you've got a lot upstairs, whole new staircase to take you downstairs. A phenomenal maze. So many scares, so many great tactics used. The smells in there, the blood smell. Overall, it was just absolutely amazing. We had some great characters in there that were really not shy to get up close and personal with you. So, yeah, we had a fantastic time through Shadows, honestly. Lots of, like I say, smoke. It uses all the tactics that need to be used with a scare attraction, and it worked so, so well. We are going to go through them again, obviously. Because they are all awesome and we're going to be here for the next two nights. Hannah, do you have a favourite maze?
Ooh, no. I can't even tell because I want to say Pack and I want to say Shadows and I want to say Ghouls. And not today.
Okay, not today. But there you go, there are reviews for each and every maze. I will say that every actor is on point. The outside area, they've got a fantastic Myra Moon show, which has a nice little sort of magic trick at the end, so make sure you head over to our YouTube channel to watch that in full. The ice show they've got the street team, which are absolutely amazing, honestly. Hannah, how many times have the street team got you?
Oh my God, so many times. They've non-stop.
But as we came in, we've actually spoke to a few people on the team, and they have doubled the amount of actors out on the streets now. Absolutely amazing. So not only have we done the mazes here, which were all, and I'm gonna go out on a limb, Hannah. I would say that they were probably the best of each of them. Like, you know, like, the first year, like, Resistance was good this year, but the second year wasn't quite as good because the ghouls were better than... You know, like, so you have your favourite year on each maze.
Definitely.
Like, I
can't pick one this year. They're all so high. Like,
they've all had so many changes.
Yeah.
The introduction of animatronics, we've been speaking to Kate as well, obviously she's on the team. They've taken some out, they've changed some about. At the minute now, everyone is on point and in the exact right place. They genuinely all look phenomenal. I think they work really, really well.
Everything fits.
Every actor works well. The three scare zones, really, really good. It's nice to go to the No Man's Land, which is up on the hill. It's basically like beyond Traumatica.
There's too many chainsaws somewhere.
Lots of chainsaws that got you really good. And it was nice to see some proper zombies. The zombies have been good. Yeah. The rotters are coming in to basically take over the resistance. That's a really good little story. It's an off story to the rest, isn't it? And it opens it up to the rest of the world. The pack really fun, intense sort of thing. We've got literally ghouls and shadows everywhere.
It's hard to concentrate. Yes.
Shadows looked phenomenal, beautifully done. Again, with the Fallen was really good. That had loads more scares than it used to. I think the Fallen was so much more scarier.
Yeah.
But the one that I think blows my mind aesthetically really is Ghouls. The smoke, the eggs hanging down, the floor, the lighting, just everything in there worked to perfection, didn't it?
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was really good this year. I wouldn't class it as my favourite this year, but I'd say it's really, really good.
Go on, then. I asked you earlier, what's your favourite?
Oh, I don't know. I really, really enjoyed PAX this year.
Yeah, PAX really good, actually. Really, really good this year. Like we say, always buy the merch when you come here, because Hannah's been a shadow bitch all night, and the pack of London.
Yeah, no, actually, no. Now that you've reminded me, I don't like PAX. They keep calling me shadow bitch.
But the three scare zones, absolutely phenomenal. Really, really high on actors this year. Mm. Sometimes we've gone through scare zones and we thought, where are all the actors? This year, really high on actors, really hot. And so much more on the street team.
Yeah.
Genuinely, thoroughly getting pushed about by Bill McCoy. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Really, really good. The ice show, like I say, the individual acts were really good, but as an overall show, I think it just needed something to knit it together.
Yeah.
We also had all the street theatre, which was amazing as well. And that would normally bring us to the close of our night. Again, this podcast has probably been here, there and everywhere, because it's been a crazy alcohol fuel this evening. Well, for Hannah it has anyway. I've only had one. But the infrastructure of this place is just insane now. Years ago, they just used to have little shacks to get a burger. Now they've got the full-on silver bullet bar. They've got extra toilets. They've got extra grills. They've got more drink areas than ever before. They've got a cocktail bar. They've got multiple bars scattered about. It genuinely is just a beast of an event now. We would say that brings us to the end, but it doesn't. Now, a huge thank you to the Traumatica team. The shadow likes you all night. He's bloody terrifying. Make him stop. I can't make him stop. He's a vampire. He comes out at night. We're on his territory. It's okay. He's found someone else. So, it's now hit 11:30. We've finished our show. 11:30. It's now time to head over to the Vampires Club, which is where we normally dance the night away with a little bit of entertainment, some drinks up until 3 o'clock. But this time we have got Not Alone, which is a brand new upcharge ticket that you can get, where you basically go to a VIP area for the Forbidden and a Not Alone experience. Which basically means you're going through the mazes alone, guys.
I'm not prepared for this.
I'm not prepared for this.
I've had too much to drink for this. Hello.
Ooh. Terrible. Ooh. Oh, gosh. See, the amount of actors about is insane. Ooh. So, Hannah's gone. Hannah's been taken away. But yeah, we're going to do the Not Alone experience and go to the Forbidden Club. I don't know how much we can record, but we'll let you know our thoughts as soon as we get out. And it's goodbye to all the shadows. So guys, it is now the morning after. Good morning. And we couldn't do any recording, visual or audio, because we were taken by Myra Moon to the Forbidden Club. So to give you a little bit of a rundown of how the event works, if you get one of the Not Alone tickets, and even if you didn't have a Not Alone ticket, it would all be the same up until the sort of midnight point. So we arrive, 7 o'clock, you see the opening show, which we mentioned last night again, but it was shorter, but I think it was perfect because people want to see the opening show, but they also want to get in. But it was good. Myra Moon sort of explained the five factions, and then you go into the main area, and you've got the five horror mazes, which I think all five really stepped up their game this year. You've also got the three scare zones, the street theatre. They've doubled their numbers on the street theatre. And then you've got the Portal Ice Show, and then you've got the Myra Moon's Tale as well. We didn't get to see much of the Myra Moon's Tale, we only saw a few bits, but we're going to watch that in full tonight, so remember to check out the scare cam, you'll be able to see that too. We were then going to the Vampires Club, which opens at 11 o'clock on selected nights here at Horror Nights. You can get upgraded tickets for the VIP section. You can obviously have the upgraded tickets included in the Not Alone, or you can just pay a fiver
and get him. Mm. And we went in upstairs because the very nice guys here at Traumatica looked after us. But we go in and they have the Leon Fuller show with him doing his singing, some sexy girls dancing, and you know, a little bit of a performance on for 15 minutes as well. And then normally it's 3 hours of getting nice and drunk.
Yeah, it's normally the only time I ever dance.
It's been a very secretive thing. Well, this year, it's not a secret at all. They take you in there during the Shadows House, don't they?
But shh.
But shh.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. So it's really nice. It's got like a little stage area. And more about the stage area. More about the stage later, because that was a nice few snippets of entertainment there that were really, really cool. But it was basically a sort of VIP bar / waiting area for the Alone experience.
They made us put our phones in an envelope and seal it.
Yeah.
So that's why there was no updates from like midnight
onwards,
because our phones were sealed in envelopes.
Yeah, and they do that because it's a slightly, obviously they want to keep it more of a secret of what happens, and it's a slightly more sexualized show up there as well. But there's more of a mixture of Traumatica nitty gritty stuff and sexy stuff this year, and I think we'll go on to that in a second. But
it was really good. It was weird until Leon Fuller's girlfriend arrived. I was the only woman in there.
You were the only woman. Well, apart from the entertainment.
Apart from the entertainment.
Yeah.
So I was so happy to see her.
Yeah. So we, you would arrive there. You would then be given a envelope and you put your phone in, and you're not allowed to open that until you leave the Forbidden. And then you will also have a playing card. Now, when you're given this at random playing card between 1 to 10 and whatnot, that would be your turn to go through Not Alone experience. And you go through two mazes. You go through Shadow's House and you go through the Ghoul's House, but pitch black. Genuinely, you cannot see your hand in front of your face.
You're holding a little lantern, but it does nothing.
It does not. That's purely there to let the actors know where to scare you.
Yeah.
Honestly, it does nothing for your light. It's so hard. You have to feel your way through. And these are two of the longer mazes, especially Shadows has an upstairs section where you sort of like you're introduced to the experience, and then you go downstairs to the whole maze. It's a long maze this year. And it was absolutely terrifying.
I've lost my voice from screaming.
Yes, it was. I could hear you screaming.
No.
In the Forbidden.
No.
Yeah. I could hear you screaming.
Oh my God.
I could hear me screaming. And the beauty was in its simplicity, going through Haunted House completely, completely pitch black dark. Fair play to those actors. Because it is dark.
We've been through attractions before where they're like, oh, it's dark. And there's light.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, we've done similar sort of things, but
complete lights off.
Yes, absolutely. And there's very two distinctive attributes to these two mazes. Shadows is very sort of straight corridors and, you know, you can kind of see where you can make your way around.
I ran through a bit of the Ghouls with the lights off.
Well, that's what Ghouls was even more scary. Ghouls was second. Ghouls is like you're underground within a cave, and it's,
I don't know how I didn't knock myself out. It's all
hanging out, and it's so much more claustrophobic in there, and more tighter, and nothing's 2D. It's all 3D walls. It's beautifully set up in there. Obviously, you don't see any of that in the You're Not Alone experience, but you can feel it. You know that your surroundings are very closing in on you, is how I'll describe it. Like, you feel like you have to duck down when you actually don't.
And they pumped it full of smoke as well, which added to it.
Absolutely. And you just, at certain points, had a little flicker of a light. And again, these are the scare tactics that we've probably mentioned previously in the show, but overall, it just works so well in these houses. Lots of actors in there, and obviously it feels like two completely different mazes. Yeah, it was we've been doing this a long time now, and I counted, I've done nearly 400 different mazes, and these are two of the scariest.
Oh God, I'm like, I loved it so much, but I'm hoping we don't have it tonight because I don't think I
could
deal with
you couldn't cope. I'd do it again. I'd do it in a heartbeat. Let's talk a little bit about the Forbidden before we sort of wrap up this episode. And if we're allowed to talk about the beginning. We're not going to give everything away, but what we are going to say is that it is a seating area. There is it's like a bar, it's like a table service bar, a stage.
I would say it's like a VIP show and bar.
Yeah.
Whilst you wait for Not Alone. That's kind of how it felt.
Yeah, it's exactly what it says. Which is good. It's great. It's like, you're not just in a queue waiting for ages for your experience. Nice. You're sat down, you're chilled out, and you have entertainment throughout the night. And it's, like we say, some parts were quite sexualized entertainment. There was some UV candle wax paint sort of thing dripping on sexy girls, and they were in the shower. There was some acrobatics. I was lay on a table and a girl did acrobatics on top of me.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh my God, that was brilliant.
Yeah, and we can't get videos or pictures or anything because our phones were sealed in an envelope.
Yeah.
But that just adds that little mystique to it, doesn't it? That's all we're going to say. There was more.
There was VR.
There was a VR experience with Myra Moon, which I would say, although it was very simple, the way they did it with an actual actor in there interacting with your body whilst the VR was on was really good. Really clever, really smart. There was a moment... No, I'm not going to give you any more. I'm not going to give you any more because I think you guys should do it. It is a premium ticket, €249. And me and Hannah looked at that and went, between the two of us, that is pricey. But it is a very... I mean, there was only, what, 12 people up there out of the amount of thousands of people that came tonight. It is a very exclusive sort of club area. Not many people are going to do this alone. And you got to take into account all the things you get. So we got a free drink on arrival in a VIP area.
Mm-hmm.
We got a free drink on arrival at the VIP area of Vampire Club. We got a free drink in the VIP Forbidden Club. So that's three free drinks. You know, you're looking at €9 for a vodka Red Bull, you know, a big vodka Red Bull. So you're looking at €30 already gone there. Shockster passes now, I think, are 65 to 75 euros. Well, this comes with a Shockster pass unlimited. Yeah. You can do it as many times as you like. I show you don't need to get there mega early to bag your seat. You've got reserved seats. And then obviously you have two mazes alone. You have this extra entertainment alone, like within the group as well.
It's a lot of money, but I would say it's worth every penny.
I think so, definitely, definitely. Let's wrap this up. Again, we apologise, this is a slightly mishmashed episode.
We're recording this in bed.
Yeah, in the next morning. But
we're yet to get up to go on park.
We gave you our honest in-depth reviews of each attraction last night. I will say that our second run through pack was even better than the first.
Oh, the pack was so good.
Really,
last night.
Really good.
Although I'm not happy that I kept being called Shadow Bitch.
You wear a Shadows t-shirt, you get called a Shadow Bitch.
I'm not wearing a Shadows t-shirt today.
No. The team of Dramatica are genuinely some of the best actors and best people you will meet, period.
Well, that's why it keeps winning awards.
And that's why it keeps winning awards, absolutely.
You don't get interaction from a street team anywhere else like this.
No, it really is on another level. And we've got two nights which we're very excited about. We're not going to be recording the podcast the next two nights, but we have got Scarecam. We're going to be giving you snippets of the event over the next three nights all over on Scarecam. So check out youtube.com/scaretrack for that, or you can check out on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. Once again, a huge, huge thank you to Horror Nights Traumatica, the creative team. You guys know who you are. You always make us feel welcome. I sincerely, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate it. So, yeah, thank you so much, Traumatica, guys. Thank you, Europa Park, as usual. And thank you to everyone listening to this episode of the Scare Drop Podcast. Remember, guys, interact with us over on our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to follow us, tweet us, like us, comment us. We really, really love interacting with you guys over on social media, especially during the Halloween season, the most exciting season of all. Remember, you can get your Scare Track merchandise if you want to rep the Scare Track podcast over at the haunts that you're going through, go to smart-effects.co.uk, or like I say, you can get absolutely anything you want from the Scaretrap podcast, including vlogs, podcasts, merch, everything at Scaretrack and TikToks.
Follow me.
Scaretrack.co.uk. Follow TikTok Scaretrack Hannah on TikTok as well. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We see you on the next episode.